Who, The Sahul Continuum, written by Darren Jordan, starring Matthew Capelpi as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy Anwar. Part 2.
Something. The thing is going to kill the Doctor.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. I don't suppose you'd fancy a jelly baby, would you? Oh dear.
Get back, you monster! Leave him alone! It's not good! I can't do anything! I can't even be seen! That thing is going to kill the Doctor and there's nothing I can do about it. What on earth's going on? I don't believe it! Everything's been frozen. Not so tough now, are ya? Doctor. I guess I'd better move you before everything comes back to life. Come on, Doctor, you need to move. Maybe not. Just have to warn him when he revives. If he revives.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
What? Where did you come from?
Watching from the outside. Observing, but not getting involved. A fascinating experience, especially if it's never happened to you before.
This is new to you as well?
Not really, no. But it does seem to be your first time. And no, you can't budge him, no matter how hard you try. It must be difficult for you, though. So used to your actions having consequences. So used to tipping the scales of reality with the merest flick of your fingers. It's difficult for anyone at the best of times, but a traveller such as yourself must find it excruciating.
You're him, aren't you? This Watcher, you're the one who's been following us.
Following is rather a crude approximation of events. If anything, I'd say that you and the Doctor have been following me. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I'm always 10 steps ahead of you.
Only 10?
Let's say at least 10. Perpetually. For example, I planned this conversation with you months ago, before I even met you or the Doctor. Cause and effect have led me to this. The path's well trod, a yellow brick road paved with blood.
Are you responsible for the time storm?
My word, no. That was nothing to do with me.
Are you a Time Lord then?
Again, no. No, I'm no one special, just a... What did you call me before? A watcher. An observer. I stand back and watch things happen.
And now you're standing back and watching the Doctor die, is that it? You're making me watch him die. Well, I won't let that happen.
Of course you won't. When the effect of the time displacement wears off in 1 minute and 47 seconds, you'll distract the dinosaur at great risk to your own life, giving the Doctor time to escape.
What?
It never ceases to amaze me just how short-sighted you and your lot are. I can't wait to see the look on your face when you realised you helped me and delivered the Doctor right into my hands.
When did I do that?
Not yet, obviously. In good time, though.
No chance. That's not my kind of gig, I'm afraid.
But you will. You're destined to help me in my plans. I foresaw that months ago. You just don't realise it yet.
If you aren't a Time Lord, then how are you following us?
I told you. I'm not.
Okay, you know what I mean. How are you keeping up with the time machine?
I don't have one of my own. In fact, I'm not even travelling in time. Well, not in the sense you'd mean. It's just cause and effect, Guy. Fate takes me to where I have to go because that's the way I've shaped the flow of fate. Oh, but I have some fun in store for you and the Doctor.
I don't count on it. We're not manipulated as easily as that.
You are. Trust me on this one. You already have been. Have fun with the dinosaur. I'll see you both at the finish line.
Wait a minute. Don't just disappear. Damn! Hey, dinosaur, down here. Hey!
Guy?
Hey, come on, you overgrown lizard. You want a real meal? Come after me. Come on, you don't want some stringy old Time Lord. Come on! Run for it, Doctor. It can't chase us both at the same time. If I can lose it, I'll circle back and meet you in that clearing up there.
Why must my companions always go risking their lives like that? What an irresponsible, headstrong and dangerous stunt that was. Exactly what I would have done. I only hope he manages to lose that beast. Well done, Guy, well done. Now, take it easy for a moment. Just get your breath back.
I've never ran so fast in all my life. Oh, for a moment, I thought that thing was going to get me.
Yes, well, it was a very dangerous thing to do. Still, it did save my life, and you seem to have come through it unscathed, so I think congratulations are in order. I'm glad you're all right.
Look, the sun's coming up.
So it is. Beautiful, isn't it?
Very. But I had no idea that time was getting past us so quickly.
Time?
Careful, Doctor. The state I'm already in, you could give me a heart attack like that.
Sorry, but I just remembered that the time storm.
What about it?
We still have to find its source and shut it down. I mean, who knows what other effects it's having on this place. Oh, that's good. It seems we aren't far from the source now.
Yeah, I suppose.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I suppose so. Look, Doctor, there's something I have to tell you. Before, when I arrived here from the time storm, for a while I was insubstantial.
Ah, that'd be the temporary time displacement as a result of your trip through the storm. I've suffered similar situations myself in the past, skipping a time track, as it were. It's disconcerting, but harmless. The effect soon wears off, as it obviously has with you.
Yes, but there's something else I have to tell you. While I was in that state, I saw...
Hold, foes! And surrender before we strike you through your villainous hearts!
No sudden moves now, we... Don't want violence, but we won't shy away from it if needed.
Hopefully it won't come to that, gentlemen. Oh well, not one anachronism, but two. And not only that, but they've also got pointed sticks.
Who'd have thought it?
No tricks now.
Oh, do be a good fellow and wave that thing somewhere else.
Yeah, why are you attacking us anyway? You're obviously as much out of place in this time zone as we are. Surely you must realise we can help each other.
We heard you talking about time displacement and what have you. We thought you might have been responsible for bringing us here.
We're just as much victims of circumstance as you are. I assume you were both drawn here by the time storm as well?
A great roaring storm of lightning. I saw you both in it as I fell.
And now you see us again. Look, we aren't your enemy, and waving sticks at us won't get you back to your own times. However, this will.
What is it?
It tracks the source of the disturbance that drew us here. If we can find that and put it out of action, then the two of you should be instantly returned to your own respective time periods.
Will you help us find it?
Well, I don't see why not. Oh, my name's Sebastian James, by the way. I'm an inventor.
I'm Guy, and this is the Doctor.
My name is Marcus Moyer. I am a seer. As Sebastian swears his fealty to you, so too do I. That is, with one simple condition.
Name it.
That we do not need to go near those great beasts, those dinosaurs, as Sebastian has christened them.
With a bit of luck, we should be fine. Right, this way.
And if they come upon us, breaking our guard, they would eat us in moments, those great beasts. Is there no magic you can give us to prevent them from seeing us?
I'd have thought that was more your line of work, Marcus. Look, the best defense is forward planning, and if we can see them coming, we can hide. Why don't you and Sebastian scout ahead a little way? Make sure the path is clear.
That sounds like a sensible idea. Come on, Marcus.
I do not know that I am the best candidate for such a duty, perhaps...
Come on!
Hopefully that'll put their minds at rest for the moment.
Doctor?
Yes, Guy?
I didn't want to say anything in front of those two.
Go on.
Before, when I was out of sync with time or whatever it was, I met the Watcher.
What? You met? How? Tell me everything, Guy. Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, that's just it. Nothing happened, not really. He was very conversational.
Conversational?
Yeah, you know, talking. He just sort of talked a lot. He's not a Time Lord, I asked him about that. He's manipulating us somehow, or suggests that he is anyway. He doesn't seem worried about us either. It's more like we're a part of his plans, rather than a threat to them.
This is serious. Is it possible that he's behind the time storm?
No, I asked him about that too. He was very evasive, but he answered that readily enough. Almost as though he was insulted that I suggested it.
It seems he likes the subtle touch. I think our course is clear. We need to get away from here to a place of safety as soon as possible. Get clear of his influence and observation and plan the best way to make a stand against him, whoever he is.
So run away, basically.
Until we know more, yes. I've always been good at improvising, but in this situation I think some careful planning is called for.
But the time storm...
Exactly, the time storm. We aren't going anywhere until we deal with that. So first thing first, we need to deal with the time storm as quickly as possible. Then we get out of here and plan our course of action against this Watcher.
Doctor, he said I was destined to help him, to deliver you into his hands.
Did he indeed? It's quite possible that he's right, you know, but I know you'd never do that intentionally. Anyway, whether or not it is true, he'd only have told you that to fill your head with doubts. It's classic misdirection. The best thing to do is just ignore it. We'll face the future when it comes knocking.
Yes, but when you travel in time, you usually find your future knocking on the door of yesterday.
Doctor, Guy, you must come hither and observe. There lies some odd disturbance ahead.
It's too soon to be the source of the disturbance yet. What is it? What have you found?
Come and see.
I don't believe it. The clearing is full of them. What on earth are all these people doing here?
The same as us, I imagine. I'd say that they're all time travellers who got caught up in the time storm and deposited here. It's Woodstock for time travellers down there.
How on earth are we going to get all of these people home?
Well, as I said before, once we destroy the focal point of the time storm, all its effects should be reversed. Most of the people here should just fade back into their own time. Those with time ships like you and me should find their travel machines working again and be able to depart under their own steam. Really, all we need to do is find that focal point.
It is not here, then, amongst these people?
No, it isn't. This is not a byproduct, as the four of us are. The source of it is still further on through the jungle.
Well, before we go on, shouldn't we go down into the clearing and talk to some of these people? Let them know what we know about the time storm and everything? It's quite possible they don't know what's going on. When Marcus and I first arrived here, we didn't know what to think.
It does seem like the right thing to do, Doctor.
Maybe so, but we can't waste much time about it. The longer the time storm goes unchecked, the more damage it will do. We have to find the focal point as soon as possible. Still, as you say, it is the right thing to do to let these other travellers know what is going on.
Right. Well, let's go down and...
Only I really don't think I should go down there.
Why ever not?
I'm rather afraid I recognise more than a few faces in that crowd, and we really don't have time for confusion and entanglements. You three go on down, I'll just wait up here until you get back.
As you wish.
Come on, then.
We won't be long.
This whole mess just gets more and more complicated all the time.
Hello there.
Well, well, well. More new arrivals.
Yes, indeed. I'm Guy, and these are my friends, Sebastian and Marcus.
Charmed, I'm sure. I'm Natasha Rex. But I'm sure you would have recognised me already. Don't be shy now. You know, Natasha X, feared warrior of the future, armed with her time belt and the mystic space sword, battling the forces of evil and making the multiverse safe for men, women, children and very little animals.
Well, if you say so.
Come on now, you're just being coy about asking for my autograph, aren't you?
Well, actually, we,
Of course you are. Here, well... Here, it's a limited edition card. Only 150 of these are ever printed. It's the platinum edition of Natasha Rex versus the brain-sucking wild beast of Prague. I've signed it already.
Thanks.
I always say, look after your fans, and they'll look after you.
Absolutely. That's a really good motto.
I'm not sure I'm following this.
I must admit to the same problem, I fear.
They're quite cute, your sidekicks. A little on the bizarre side, but quite cute once you get to know them. So, Guy, are you doing anything after the convention?
Convention?
Sure. This is the Time Travelers Convention.
This what?
Well, it must be, mustn't it? Look at all these people. Well, people and aliens, I should say. I've met a few of them before on various adventures.
You think you're here for a Time Travelers Convention?
Well, some sort of storm brought us all here. I know that, but that's nothing compared to the light show the convention organisers put on last year. No, it's definitely a convention. And they've got a much better guest list this time around. Last year, I was about the only star there. I had to sit on a panel with that bloody robot dog. What's its name again? I always forget. Annoying little thing. The panel was meant to be about the ethics of time traveller involvement in the evolution of lesser developed species. And all the little blighter said in the entire duration of the segment was... Insufficient data! I was considering dropping out after the whole convention circuit after that.
Guy, I really think we should be getting back.
Yes, the doctor will be waiting for us.
Yeah, I really should be going.
Well, if you're not doing anything afterwards... How about you meet me for a drink?
Oh, sure, that'd be great.
Well, I'll see you later then.
Okay, later.
I only hope he leaves the sidekicks behind when he comes back.
We must be almost there now.
And no further sign of other time travellers, heaven be praised.
And hopefully there won't be either. I thought it would be interesting to meet fellow adventurers, but that woman was quite insane.
So say we all, time travellers' convention indeed.
I'm sure the others down there weren't as deluded as her. Some people need to hold on to their fantasies in a time of crisis. It helps them cope better.
I can understand that. So, when we finish up with this focal point thing, any chance I could pop back for a quick drink? Only I want to make sure she's all right. I want to make sure they're all right. The other travellers. Just if we have time, you know.
I'm afraid not, Guy. As soon as we knock out the source of the disturbance, all those travellers should vanish from this time zone. It was a nice thought on your part, though.
Well, yeah, sure. That's me, Mr. Nice Guy.
We must be nearly at the top of the source of the disturbance now. Whatever it is, it's situated just up ahead a little further. All we have to do now is find it and shut the thing down once and for all.
What on earth is happening?
This whole world is alive!
The plants are trying to kill us!
Not just the plants. Marcus, quickly move your feet. You're sinking.
The earth! It seeks to eat me! To swallow me whole and feast on my bones!
Guy, watch your head.
This is too much. We have to do something.
Run. Quickly, just run. Whatever is doing this, we'll deal with it later. Right now, just get away as quickly as you can. If we stay here much longer, we'll be trapped. And then there's nothing any of us can do. Come on, run!
Doctor! It's a fissure. It opened up right where I was just standing.
It's divided our numbers. You two are trapped over there, just as the Doctor and I are stuck on this side.
Never mind that now. Just get out of here. Follow the path. Later, if it's safe, we'll meet up ahead where we were heading before, the source of the disturbance. Now go. Run!
Be careful, Doctor.
And you, Guy.
I'll meet you later, Marcus.
I hope so, Sebastian. Fare you well, my friend.
Go! Go!
What manner of devilry was that? The very land itself did try to kill us.
Yes, it did rather, didn't it? It's strange. I'm sure I have all the pieces of the puzzle, but they just aren't falling into place. What is going on here?
Doctor?
Yes, Marcus, what is it?
I believe I have found a new piece for your puzzle. Look.
Well done, Marcus, well done. This is it. This is what we've been looking for, the heart of the disturbance, the focal point of the time storm.
What is it?
If I'm not mistaken, it's a time machine. Or rather, it's the remains of one. It looks like a component from a time travel experiment, evidently one undertaken somewhere far into Earth's future. The experiment must have gone wrong, and the machine itself ended up here.
It looks like it has grown from the landscape itself.
Well, it hasn't grown from it, but it certainly is embedded into the Earth. It must have materialized partway below ground. Part of its circuitry must have mingled with the rocks around it. It's a wonder it still functions.
It still functions?
Well, it must do if it brought all of us here. The question is, what do we do now?
Why, you must stop it!
Well, yes, but how? A malfunctioning time engine is no easy thing to simply switch off. To be honest with you, I think our best bet is to just get a hefty rock from nearby and smash the thing into a million pieces. Any tampering with its circuitry could backfire on us much worse. Sometimes, as much as I hate to admit it, the answer really is to blow it up. Although in this case, smash it up will do just as well.
Doctor, look out! My leg! It's got my leg!
Hold on, Marcus, if I can just... No!
The whole place has come alive!
I know, and it's got us pinned.
Can you move at all?
Not an inch, I'm afraid. Tied in vine tendrils and half buried in rocks.
It's the same with me. What happened?
I only wish I knew!
Truly, that must be the sound of the devil!
Of course, I've been a fool!
What do you mean?
I've just worked it out. The landscape coming alive, attacking us. The whole time I was trying to figure out who would have had the power to control an environment like that. It didn't occur to me before. It is the environment, the whole landscape.
I don't understand!
Somehow, this entire land has somehow become sentient. The earth beneath us, the trees and rocks around, they are all part of an intelligent thinking mind. The landscape is alive, Marcus. Everything you can see is part of its complex structure.
Even the time device?
Oh, yes, especially the time device. It knows we want to stop it.
What do you think it will do next?
I'd have thought that was obvious. This whole land is alive, and I'm very much afraid that it wants us dead.
In the Sahul Continuum Part 2, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Marcus Moyer, David Hutchinson, Sebastian James, Vitol Tietze, Natasha Rex, Kelly Holland, and Sahul by Susanna Tiller. The Sahul Continuum was written by Darren Jordan. The production secretary was David Hutchinson. The script editor was Vitol Tietze. The title theme was by Ron Grainer and the London Theatre Orchestra. The incidental music was by Chris Naylor. And post-production was by Gareth Preston. The Sahul Continuum was produced by Matthew Kopelke and directed by Vitol Tietze. Copyright 2001, BTR Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.